Okay, one more thing I want to talk about here is political fundraising scams. And I do not know if there is an equivalent on the Republican side, but this one is a scam on the Democratic side. And it's an article from the Nation. An analysis was done showing that if you give $100 to an appeal run by a leading Democratic Party vendor, a whopping $1.60 will actually go to the political campaign. Wow. So your $100 donation is really $1.60. And this is why when I make donations to politicians, I don't give to parties at all. When I did make donations to candidates, I give them cash or I give them a check. And I strongly encourage that because there are some that are legit, sure. But they're all going to take a cut. Every service out there is going to take some kind of a cut. So I'll share a bit from the Nation's story with you here. One arm of the Democrats' political operation is humming along its nonstop fundraising appeals in email inboxes and text messaging accounts. These frenetic pitches are no doubt familiar to many Nation readers. They invoke some pending MAGA outrage, suggest the imminent collapse of the Republic is nigh, and hit you up for a small donation. Many of them are couched in the voice of a prominent Democratic leader or candidate, introducing themselves by their first names and addressing the recipient in the same fashion as though from a neighborhood bar stool. I like that. I'll keep going here. These ubiquitous pleas known as churn and burn come-ons are more than just a reflection of a panicking opposition party trying to stoke voter enthusiasm. They are increasingly the reigning business model of a Democratic establishment, otherwise unable to effectively oppose the MAGA movement. And as a revealing investigation by political spending sleuth Adam Bonica shows, these appeals are scams. I'll stop there and remind you that I'm not quoting from some kind of a Republican attack piece on Democrats. This is from The Nation. The Nation is one of the more liberal publications in the country. It's been around for a long time. It's got a good reputation. This is where the criticism is coming from. And one of their reporters, Spending Sleuth, I'm not sure what his title is, but Adam Bonica, quote, combed through FEC filings to document the money flows generated by the Democrats' largest private vendor for churn and burn appeals. That group is called Mothership Strategies. And Bonica found that most of the small donations kicked up in this fashion stay firmly in the orbit of the Democrats' privately contracted fundraising complex. Of the $676 million that Mothership has raised since 2018, $159 million went to Mothership's own coffers as consulting fees. Other money streams are likewise far afield from campaign work. $70 million of the money went to Mothership's payroll. $150 million more went for consulting outlays. And most of these expenses, Bonica writes, quote, appear to be administrative costs or media buys that feed back into the fundraising machine itself. Meanwhile, Mothership has its own hefty outlays for vendor support. One firm specializing in these pseudo-personalized text come-ons called Message Digital LLC pulled in $22.5 million during the same period. Wow, I am surprised this doesn't get more news coverage. I'm surprised that the Republican press isn't all over this. I've always been very careful about this. If I do a monthly donation, automatic donation, I do it to some entity that I am very, very confident in. And there's only a handful that I'll do that with. I have to be very, very confident. Otherwise, I'm giving donations of cash or writing a check. So apparently Mothership was founded 11 years ago by two veterans of the digital arm of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, Greg Berlin and Charles Starnes, and they took the churn and burn strategies they'd honed at the DCCC and they converted it into proprietary assets as private contractors. And again, I'm reading from the story. And to keep the cash flowing in their direction, they also founded a host of plausibly goo-goo sounding satellite groups to authorize and circulate fresh torrents of fundraising asks. The partners thus, quote, became the operational heart of a sprawling nexus of interconnected political action committees, many of which they helped create and which now serve as their primary clients. This is just incredible. I strongly recommend you check out this story. It goes on and on. It's just, again, I am shocked that the Republicans have not jumped all over this. I'm shocked that more and more people aren't saying, you know, I think I'm just going to give you a check. You know, again, I think it's important to support with whatever, with your money to the extent that you can. I think it's important to support organizations, nonprofits, political candidates that you believe in. That's important. But you ought to know where every penny of it goes. And if you're giving to any one of these Democratic operations through the Mothership Network, according to this research, if your $100 donation, if you think that's going to your candidate, probably about $1.60 is actually going. Anyway.